What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett. I'm going to react to a video on Valuetainment today. Basically, a reaction to Adam Kissinger claiming conservatives will be first to die in a civil war. Wow, that's very harsh. I'm not going to get sensitive over it, though. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard a beautiful lady. Check us out, promopalace.biz, one-stop shop for all marketing promotions for musicians. We promote pretty much all genres. We do not discriminate. Let me get into it. Let's get this video rolling.
So is the solution letting bad ideas go so far out that it gets so exposed that finally, you know, JFK Democrats and Republicans conservatives say, listen, man, dude, I got a lot more in common with you than I do with these other guys. I don't know what the hell is going on over here. Do we let it to get that bad? Is that what we have no other choice to? Is the other option, which you got Adam Kinzinger, you know, comes out a couple days ago, says misty-eyed Adam Kinzinger says conservatives will be the first to die in a civil war. So is the second option, you know, we go through some like this where in a response to a comment about Republican on Twitter, Adam Kinzinger openly fantasized about a country being driven towards civil war and suggested that anti-war conservatives will be the first to die. Kinzinger made the comments in response to a user who went on a mild rant about Republicans not supporting the war effort in Ukraine, referring to them as fascists and labeling them as the GQP party. True rewards have never been spoken, Kinzinger replied. Spoiled people who have never seen war like to play dress up. If there is a civil war, they will be the first to pass away because Walgreens will run out of heart medicine, right? So he makes comments like this. So Option number one, let bad ideas play out and everyone's going to unite. Number two, civil war. Number three, you know, unify, bring everybody together on one side, you know, together to sit down and talk. Number four, do what Musk and some others are talking about. Hey, just vote Republican. What is the solution?
Well, number three, bringing everybody together, that's, I think we're way past the option. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think there's anybody out there that can happen.
I think
we're living number one, letting these ideas get so rotten that the Bill Maher's of the world go, wait a minute, I'm not on the left anymore because that's idiocy. And Joe Rogan, who was very far left and is understanding that the right actually isn't what the left would have you believe it is. The Civil War thing for me is one thing I've learned growing up as a military brat and being around the military is the last people in the world who want conflict are the ones who have seen it. They understand the price. And you know, having been in seen an active war zone and seen what it looks like and what it does, you know, I would certainly never want it. But I'm also not even remotely uncomfortable at the thought of standing up to defend and fight for my country physically, if that's what it meant. I think both sides are so far apart and see each other as such bad people that there is no bridging the gap. My question has been for 10 years, former military and military and law enforcement, having kind of spread myself into those circles and tried to have those people as much as I can in my life, I asked the same question. Mike, I'm going to look to you if the rubber meets the road. I'm starting to see videos of ATF agents and FBI agents knocking on the doors of law-abiding Americans, asking them if they possess a certain item that they bought legally. And if they did so, would they turn it over? I never thought that was even remotely something that would ever happen. And my question is to law enforcement, what are you going to do? Are you going to enforce a law you know to be, or an order that you know to be unconstitutional? Because the oath you took was foreign and domestic, right? Enemies foreign and domestic. What does a domestic enemy look like? Because my argument is it looks sort of like what we're seeing. It looks sort of like people who are locking the country down for 2 years over what we now know was an enormous power play and was a bunch of bullshit. And we were being lied to about the vaccine and all the other things around that. And we were finding out that all the quote-unquote deaths were those with comorbidities, and 90% of those people were elderly and overweight and had all the things that people die from the flu from.
Facts.
All of the, like, that's the thing is, I get the feeling that the liberals that I see and the Democrats that I see truly hate. Well, the president came out and talked about fighting MAGA Americans, right? If you're going to fight the government, we have nuclear weapons and F-16s. I mean, I've never heard, to think that a president would even utter that, much less say it at a press conference, is mind-boggling to me. I think there's a combination of all of those things that you're having. Like I said, I think we're living number one. I think we're letting
bad ideas play out.
Yeah, and I think we feel like we have to. I think we feel like we're powerful. And I'll say this, Jim Jordan.
Let me stop for a second. I agree with that. We're letting bad ideas play out. And sometimes that could be a good thing because, you know, unless you make the mistakes, you can't learn from them. So what am I saying? Like, unless voters make the mistakes of voting for the wrong person and see, like, oh, that was a bad idea, this person is awful, they're going to keep making these bad ideas. I mean, that's part of life, you know, making mistakes so you can learn from them. Even though Democrats don't want you to make any mistakes, they want to assassinate you and villainize you for making any mistakes, whether it was 20, 30,000 years ago. As far as the Civil War thing, all right, let's look at this. What are Republicans doing that could lead to Civil War? Abortion? Nah. What else do Democrats got going for them? That's really all they got going is abortion, really. That's their main driving factor is abortion. Abortion. That I don't think that causes a civil war. Okay, what about economy? People everybody losing jobs, not making enough money. Can economy cause civil war? I think so. And who's fucking up the economy right now? Democrats. What about attacking free speech, trying to tell people what to think and say? Can that start a civil war? I believe so. And who's doing that? Democrats. What about taking away the guns? Can that start a civil war? I believe so. Who's doing that? Democrats. And, you know, this guy that said something about these conservatives to be the first to die. I live in a military town. I live in the number one military town in America. Vietnam, North Carolina, otherwise known as Fayetteville, Fort Bragg. We're the front line, man. We are the front line. And I would argue that these guys in the military are not going to fight for woke culture. They're not going to fight for taking away guns and taking away, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of thought. Because that's part of freedom of speech is freedom of thought. Once they take away freedom of speech, I mean, you can't say anything that you think anymore. You know, and I would argue that soldiers don't. They're upset about the economy just as much as everybody else. The gas prices, the food prices, the rent prices went up. Rent prices went up everywhere in Fayetteville and Fort Bragg. You know, it's not like they got discounts just because they was military. No, I think that's seniors that get discounts for rent. You know, some places probably do give military discounts for rent, but I don't think they do here. So that's another thing. Who is the army going to side with? You know, it ain't just about the police. Who's the army going to side with? Because the police can't do nothing if the army get involved. You know? So let's keep it moving, man. Let's keep it moving. Let's see what else they got to say. We got a little, just a little bit more to go.
I think we feel like we're powerful. And I'll say this, Jim Jordan, I'm so tired, and I'm a fan. I'm so tired of seeing him complain on Twitter, and I've written to him a couple times saying, just shut up. You got elected to fix it. Stop complaining on Twitter and do something about it, because you sound like a voter. You sound like me. I'm complaining to you, and you're who are you? If you can't do anything, then resign and put somebody in the office that has the guts to do something, because I'm tired of hearing them, Rand Paul and all of them. Again, same thing, committee after committee after committee. No one ever actually does anything.
What can they do?
I don't know, but I know I'm powerless.
Good question.
Unless I take up arms against a sitting government, which I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
What? I can't do anything. Don't we elect these people to steer the country? And by steer, I mean hold on to the wheel and move us in a direction. What?
See, that's the problem. I think this guy's a little delusional. Like, Rand Paul by himself can't make change. Because, like he just said himself, the country is so divided between Republicans and Democrats. And nobody's given independents or libertarians a chance, whatnot. And so they're so divided. What can that one person do on one political party? What can he do when the whole other political party is going to vote against him? And then maybe some people in his political party that are actually have Democratic agendas. That's another thing that's going on. I do believe there is Democrats posing as Republicans and running as Republicans, but they really have Democratic agendas hidden underneath their conservative Republican rhetoric, you know? And there's just so many, that's another thing, there's just so many people voting on these laws and whatnot. I mean, like you said, what can one person get done? Let's keep it moving.
And by steer, I mean hold on to the wheel and move us in a direction. What if we know people are breaking the law, which we know. We know the last Democratic Party in the last administration that was Democrat weaponized the DOJ. I mean, that much we know, Comey and all the things that went with that. I mean, we watched James Comey stand up in front of the mic and talk about Clinton's crimes and say, yeah, we're not enough to prosecute. And now I followed along some of the Giuliani stuff, the stuff that's been done to him since Trump has been, in many facets that I've read, unconstitutional and against the law. Again, law enforcement agents knocking on Americans' doors, asking to have items that were legally purchased to turn that in, and then being told, and the person saying, do you have a warrant? No, I don't have a warrant, but you don't need to be a jerk about it. You know, you can just give me the item and we'll go away. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. And he's like, well, we'll probably see you again down the road. Like, they're threatening us. That's the gov. That's Russia. That's Eastern Europe. That's fascism at its core. And it's happening live. And the internet's allowing us to see it. That's the even worst part. And we're still doing nothing about it.
Tom, how do you process it? What do you think is going to happen with this? Is it playing it out? Is it playing it out? Is it... let it play out. Is it number two, you know, a civil war is going to happen? A Republican is going to get elected? Is it, what do you think is going to happen?
Unifying forces in the history of America have always been very violent. And it's very sad. 9/11 was a unifying force, a tremendous unifying force. We didn't care what color you were. We didn't care anything about it. We were just all, we were hurting.
We were pro-us.
We were pro-us. And we saw us getting together those, was it 9 days later? And the NFL was this healing moment on Sunday. And we talked about praying together. We talked about unifying. We talked about helping. We talked about reaching out. Unifying forces are usually very, very violent. And the problem with the political structure is it's a power and economic structure. It's not just a power structure. And where words have to be weaponized, and you have to create such hatred to move these voting blocks. At least that's what they think. And you take billions and billions of dollars from people that want hundreds and hundreds of favors later. That's the way this works. And I think you need to get, there's got to be a unifying force, and I don't wish it on this country. I don't wish it on any person, but there's got to be a unifying force that comes together of it. And it's usually when people realize we don't have it so bad and something really horrible has just gone down. And my goodness, we do have it better than we thought we'd.
You know, and that's crazy that what he's saying. So right now, the solution is basically let bad ideas play out, but that's still gonna keep division. So if to unify, the only solution is we got to have another 9/11. I mean, that's like really, really pathetic and awful and terrible, man. So ultimately, I hope it doesn't happen in my lifetime, but ultimately, if it keeps going the way it's going, it leads to civil war. It leads to civil war. It ain't going to be the kind of civil war. It ain't going to be civil war like North versus South. It's not going to be nothing like the Civil War before. It's not going to be nothing like that. It's going to be totally, totally different. Yeah, I agree with some of what they said and some of what they didn't. But it is definitely just playing out with bad ideas. We're definitely divided. We're definitely not probably going to get a unifying situation unless China or Russia attacks or evades us or somebody, something of that nature happens, you know. Yeah. Looks like we just let this play out. Once again, I thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.